The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
The Lamb opened the seventh seal. Then there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God. They were given seven trumpets. Another angel came and stood at the altar. This angel had a golden pan for incense. The angel was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's holy people. The angel put this offering on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke from the incense went up from the angel's hand to God. It went up with the prayers of God's people. Then the angel filled the incense pan with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth. There were flashes of lightning, thunder, and loud noises, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet. Then hail and fire mixed with blood was poured down on the earth. And a third of the earth and all the green grass and a third of the trees were burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet. Then something that looked like a big mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living things in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet. Then a large star, burning like a torch, fell from the sky. It fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of all the water became bitter. Many people died from drinking the water that was bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet. Then a third of the sun and a third of the moon and a third of the stars were hit. So a third of them became dark. A third of the day was without light. While I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying high in the air. The eagle said with a loud voice,
"Trouble, trouble, trouble for those who live on the earth. The trouble will begin with the sounds of the trumpets that the other three angels are about to blow."
Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fall from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the deep hole that leads down to the bottomless pit. Then it opened the bottomless pit. Smoke came up from the hole like smoke from a big furnace. The sun and sky became dark because of the smoke from the hole. Then locusts came down to the earth out of the smoke. They were given the power to sting like scorpions. They were told not to harm the grass on the earth or any plant or tree. They could harm only the people who did not have the sign of God on their foreheads. These locusts were given the power to cause pain to the people for 5 months. But they were not given the power to kill anyone. And the pain they felt was like the pain that a scorpion gives when it stings a person. During those days, people will look for a way to die, but they will not find it. They will want to die, but death will run away from them. The locusts look like horses prepared for battle. On their heads they wore things that looked like crowns of gold. Their faces looked like human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. Their chests looked like iron breastplates. The sound their wings made was like the noise of many horses and chariots hurrying into battle. The locusts had tails with stingers like scorpions. The power they had to hurt people for 5 months was in their tails. The locusts had a king who was the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in the Hebrew language is Abaddon. In the Greek language, His name is Apollyon. The first great trouble is past. There are still two other great troubles that will come. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. Then I heard a voice coming from the horns on the golden altar that is before God. The voice said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet,
"Free the four angels who are tied at the great river Euphrates."
These four angels have been kept ready for this hour and day and month and year. They were freed to kill a third of all people on the earth. I heard how many troops on horses were in their army. There were 200 million. In my vision, I saw the horses and their riders. They looked like this. They had breastplates that were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow like sulfur. The heads of the horses looked like heads of lions. The horses had fire, smoke, and sulfur coming out of their mouths. A third of all the people on earth were killed by these three terrible things coming out of the horses' mouths: the fire, the smoke, and the sulfur. The horses' power was in their mouths and also in their tails. Their tails were like snakes that have heads to fight and hurt people. The other people on the earth were not killed by these terrible things, but they still did not change their hearts and turn away from what they had made with their own hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, things that cannot see or hear or walk. These people did not change their hearts and turn away from murder or evil magic, from their sexual sins or stealing. Then I saw another powerful angel coming down from heaven. He was dressed in a cloud and had a rainbow around his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like poles of fire. The angel was holding a small scroll open in his hand. He put his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. He shouted loudly like the roaring of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of seven thunders spoke. The seven thunders spoke, and I started to write. But then I heard a voice from heaven.
"Do not write what the seven thunders said. Keep these things secret."
Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. He made a promise. By the power of the one who lives forever and ever. He is the one who made the skies and all that is in them. He made the earth and all that is in it. And he made the sea and all that is in it.
There will be no more waiting in the days when the seventh angel is ready to blow his trumpet. God's secret plan will be finished. This plan is the good news God told to his servants, the prophets.
Then I heard the same voice from heaven again.
"Go and take the open scroll that is in the angel's hand. This is the angel that is standing on the sea and on the land."
So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll.
"Take the scroll and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey."
So I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and I ate it. In my mouth, it tasted sweet as honey. But after I ate it, it was sour in my stomach.
"You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings."
Then I was given a measuring stick like a rod. I was told,
"Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the number of people worshiping there. But do not measure the yard outside the temple. Leave it alone. It has been given to the people who are not Jews. They will walk on the holy city for 42 months, and I will give power to my two witnesses to prophesy for 1,260 days. They will be dressed in rough cloth to show how sad they are."
These two witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to hurt the witnesses, fire comes from their mouths and kills their enemies. Anyone who tries to hurt them will die like this. These witnesses have the power to stop the sky from raining during the time they are prophesying. They have power to make the waters become blood. They have power to send every kind of trouble to the earth. They can do this as many times as they want. When the two witnesses have finished telling their message, the beast will fight against them. This is the beast that comes up from the bottomless pit. He will defeat them and kill them. The bodies of the two witnesses will lie in the street of the great city. This city is named Sodom and Egypt. These names for the city have a special meaning. It is the city where the Lord was killed. Men from every race of people, tribe, language, and nation will look at the bodies of the two witnesses for 3.5 days. They will refuse to bury them. People who live on the earth will be happy because these two are dead. They will have parties and send each other gifts. They will do these things because these two prophets brought much suffering to those who live on the earth. But after 3.5 days, God put the breath of life into the two prophets again. They stood on their feet. Everyone who saw them was filled with fear. Then, the two prophets heard a loud voice from heaven.
Come up here.
And they went up into heaven in a cloud. Their enemies watched them go. At that same time, there was a great earthquake. 1/10 of the city was destroyed. And 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake. Those who did not die were very afraid. They gave glory to the God of heaven. The second great trouble is finished. The third great trouble is coming soon. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven.
The power to rule the world now belongs to our Lord and his Christ, and he will rule forever and ever.
Then the 24 elders bowed down on their faces and worshipped God. These are the elders who sit on their thrones before God.
We give thanks to you, Lord God, all-powerful. You are the one who is and who was. We thank you because you have used your great power and have begun to rule. The people of the world were angry, but now is the time for your anger. Now is the time for the dead to be judged. It is time to reward your servants, the prophets, and to reward your holy people, all who respect you, great and small. It is time to destroy those who destroy the earth.
Then God's temple in heaven was opened. The holy box that holds the agreement that God gave to his people could be seen in his temple. Then, there were flashes of lightning, noises, thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. And then a great wonder appeared in heaven. There was a woman who was clothed with the sun. The moon was under her feet. She had a crown of 12 stars on her head. The woman was pregnant. She cried out with pain because she was about to give birth. Then, another wonder appeared. There was a giant red dragon. He had 7 heads with 7 crowns on each head. He also had 10 horns. The dragon's tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and threw them down to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was ready to give birth to a baby. He wanted to eat the woman's baby as soon as it was born. The woman gave birth to a son. He will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. But her child was taken up to God and to his throne. The woman ran away into the desert to a place God prepared for her. There, she would be taken care of for 1,260 days.
was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but the dragon was not strong enough. He and his angels lost their place in heaven. He was thrown down out of heaven. The giant dragon is that old snake called the devil, or Satan. He leads the whole world the wrong way. The dragon with his angels was thrown down to the earth. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say,
"The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have now come. They have come because the accuser of our brothers has been thrown out. He accused our brothers day and night before our God, and our brothers defeated him by the blood of the Lamb's death and by the truth they preached. They did not love their lives so much that they were afraid of death. So be happy, you heavens and all who live there. But it will be terrible for the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you. He is filled with anger. He knows that he does not have much time."
The dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, so he hunted down the woman who had given birth to the son. But the woman was given the two wings of a great eagle. Then she could fly to the place that was prepared for her in the desert. There she would be taken care of for 3.5 years. There she would be away from the snake. Then the snake poured water out of its mouth like a river. He poured the water toward the woman so that the flood would carry her away. But the earth helped her. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that came from the mouth of the dragon. Then the dragon was very angry at the woman. He went off to make war against all her other children. Her children are those who obey God's commands and have the truth that Jesus taught. And the dragon stood on the seashore.